From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch, health, nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Pete Stoughton.
We're coming up on the holiday season just next week, and that means we celebrate all those things that feel festive to us. Well, the Bad Fest is coming up December 7th. In Salt Lake City at the Impact Hub. Now, BAD stands for Brewers, Vintners, and Distillers. It's just the V is upside down, so it looks like an A.
Oh,
got
there
it?
There you go. I get it now. Man.
There's a whole schedule on this December 7th for education and workshops and, of course, tasting. Joining us is the founder of BAD Fest, Susan Welland. We're glad that she could join us by phone because she couldn't make it here because of the snowstorm. So good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to have
you.
I'm
glad you made it to the studio.
Well, yes, I was probably coming from a little closer, more nearby than you were. So tell us about the BAD Fest. What is the genesis? And you've done this for a few years at least, and tell us about it.
Yes, so we started off as Utah Brew Fest, and it really had a strong emphasis on homebrewing. And it was a wonderful, wonderful event. It still follows along the same premise. We have all these workshops going on. But one thing we noticed last year was people were really interested in the distilleries, and you know, there's also this community here who really loves wine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So anyway, we just thought, you know, we can still do the Utah Brew Fest more as a BJCP-sanctioned homebrewing event, which is occurring earlier on in the day. So if we have any homebrewers who are listening, we're still accepting entries. Right now, I think there's about 100 entries already submitted for the homebrewing competition, and then later on in the day is the actual event. So that's going to be the Brewers, Vintners, and Distillers Fest, and so that's at 5:30 to 11. And again, it's all workshops. There's a ton of stuff going on, you'll be meeting the actual brewmasters, and you'll be meeting people who are experts about wine, and you'll be meeting head distillers, and just in a really casual, wonderful environment. Tickets include all craft beer, wine, and spirits. So you don't have to be waiting in lines trying to get a token for your next beverage. We really want people to focus on just enjoying the workshops, the conversations, and the wonderful community of Utah and beyond. So,
I really appreciate that you've opened and included a variety of other beverages, including outside of beer. You know, I definitely have enjoyed the cornucopia of options here in Utah. What are some spirits that one should look forward to seeing over at this BAD festival?
Well, there's going to be a few. So one of the popular ones that really kind of got the momentum going was High West. And I think what was very engaging about that is, you know, we all as consumers, you know, I feel like, at least for me personally, you know, I'm more of a passive consumer, like in the past. You know, I'll just take something like, yeah, I'll go with a whiskey. But, you know, what we're really trying to do is help people understand what is the difference between a rye or a bourbon, and just but really go about it while you're actually enjoying it, the experience of tasting it. And so so that's one of the things. And actually, there's a new distillery, Holy Stone. They're going to do an absinthe lounge. So they're the first distillery to offer absinthe in the state of Utah. So I'm excited to see what Ethan's going to do with that. And then, you know, Dennett Brick, Mark, the owner of Dennett Brick, he has won so many awards. I've been following him on social and Dennett Brick, and they are just crushing it. And I don't think the folks here in Utah, unless if they're really following what he's doing, understands like how he's been doing so well outside of Utah. And so I just think, you know, as we are in our liquor stores, you know, what I love to see happen is for people to just take a moment and say, oh, my God, I went to that awesome workshop. I'm going to buy this. You know, it's more of like a conscious, you know, awareness of what we're consuming. And the goal is ultimately to create raving fans for all of our wonderful, I kind of look at them like small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even imagine the amount of sweat and tears that went into to many of these breweries and distilleries here in town. So,
well, and just to add to that, not only it sounds like you'll get an education, which all of us love, but really you're going to get an inside track into what the millennials and the trending spirits and other brewmasters are really doing. So if you want to be cool, it sounds like you really should go to this and
yes.
find out what's trending. So.
Absinthe.
Yeah. And, you know, what's fascinating is the home brewing community here in Utah is exceptional. And they, you know, if you look at Shades Brewing, like Marcio, I believe he's president of the Lauderdale Brewers, but he, you know, he's pulling these gold medals at GABF, which is the Great American Beer Festival, and, you know, Level Crossing, they just opened, and in their first year, I believe the SUS took home a medal as well, and which, you know, if you consider the competition out there and the homebrewing roots that these brewmasters have, you know, it's just a reflection of the passion for the craft that you'll find here in Utah, which, you know, again, it's just something that as Utahns, we should be really, really proud of.
Yeah.
And
So the Bad Fest, Brewers, Vintners, Distillers, it takes place December 7th, that's Saturday, from 5:30 to 11 p.m., but going on all day is the event that you mentioned for homebrewers prior to,
yes.
And I just want to thank you, Susan, for joining us. And I'm just going to rattle off a few because I have the list right in front of me and then we'll let you go. But some great... some that we've heard of, some that we haven't heard of, the Saltfire Brewing, New Level Crossing, High West, of course, Dented Brick Distillery, Bewilder Brewing, Salt City Brew Supply, Holy Stone Distilling, all these great things that the Booze Boutique, that some I've heard of and some I haven't. So Susan Welland, the founder of Bad Fest, thank you so much for joining us on The Mountain Life.
You are so welcome. And just one last thing for all of your listeners. I do have a special code. It's BREW, B-R-E-W. And right now we have a limited amount of tickets for $45. If you enter that code, dear listeners, you'll get $10 off your ticket. So please.
We just lost half of our listeners.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, Susan.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Life. If you missed part of the show or want to share it, all our shows are posted within the hour on kpcw.org under the Shows tab. We also podcast all of KPCW's Public Affair Hour shows wherever you find your podcast. You can find them under KPCW and the individual show name. So look for KPCW The Mountain Life and take us with you on your next road trip or commute.